going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
With the 13th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select.
Who are the Miami Dolphins going to select? We'll find out tonight. Do they stay at 13? I don't see them moving up. Do they slide down a little bit? Pick up another second or third round pick? We will find out, man. We will find out tonight. The NFL draft starts at 8 o'clock. Before we get to the NFL draft, Kim Bocamp will join us this morning. Chris Perkins is going to join us at 8 o'clock. Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports, kind of busy day. Nice enough to join us for a few minutes. Let's get into the basketball game for just a second. And Spo said, hey, listen, they're right. They're only down 8 in that 121-112 game. They were down 8 in the fourth quarter. And last night it was 105-103 with 3 minutes left. It was a tight ball game. Tyler Hero had a great game. 33 points, 14 of 24. Tyler, I'm guessing, would like some help. Davion Mitchell, again, played really well, got the start instead of coming off the bench, was in the starting lineup, had 18 points. They don't have enough firepower, and I understand. Donovan Mitchell is the best player in this series and is one of the better players. He had 14 in the fourth. He had 30 in the game and played great, obviously. And so I just want to say that you can't have Bam go 3 for 9 with 11 points and Wiggins 3 for 10 and 10 points in the game. Your best players, it's been around forever in every sport. You like all the great stories. Davion Mitchell, great story. Great story of a guy, man, we want him back. People are falling in love with him. Love Davion Mitchell, aggressive, gets after you, fears nothing. Love him. Love him. And Tyler has really picked up his game. He has, man. Nothing but respect for Tyler Hero. Durable this year. Got the message from the coach. Not that you can control getting hurt. And he's just played a lot better. He was an all-star. You can't have Bam have 11 points. Just can't. 3 for 9. And Wiggins, 3 for 10, 10 points. Those guys combined for 21 points. You're playing against one of the more talented teams. Obviously, they had the best record in the East. You have to have your best players play their best. Now, I think they're going to get a game at home. They have been in some of these games. I think they can get one at home. Nobody wants to get swept. Nobody wants to see a broom after a fourth game. the big broom out and everybody having fun with the broom. But I got to tell you, man, your best players have to play their best. We know who the best player in the series is. That's not going to change. That's not going to change if he goes 6-for-18 in the next game. He's a really good player and looks to take shots late. He's knocking down threes. 17 in the fourth. Just played great. So anyway, I think we all agree with that. By the way, that's not coming from me. You're paying guys a lot of money to be great players in big moments and close out games and those type of things. And Cavs got some big guys that are really good. They start a 6'9" and 6'11" guy that are good physical players.
I think it's an exceptional coaching job by Spo.
By the way, great point.
To set this
you said that
team
to
up
me.
With,
it's
with
a great
chance
point.
To win in that game. I mean, look, Joe, they're clearly outmatched.
Yeah. That's a great point.
This team.
Woody, right. that is a great point. Spo has done a great job with this team to keep them in the game.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a group that was essentially recently put together, right? I mean, you got guys playing big minutes that were just added to the team. So I think he's done a great job putting this thing together. And at least, you know, hey, you won a couple of play-in games. And
one thing about it, too.
You shook the Cavs last night. I mean, you almost got them.
Spo doesn't play you no matter how good you are. If you're not playing well, he won't play you in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
we had a guy find that out last night too. So, I
saw Jovic took the loss pretty hard. He was taking it, essentially blamed it on him, but I mean, he was terrible.
But came back, and
yeah,
he's
I
looking.
Know. I know. Look,
he's looking.
It's hard for me to do the to rip any individual player on the Heat because again, they are so outmatched by this Cleveland team. In my opinion, Cleveland really plays well together. They move the ball beautifully. They defend.
We don't have Donovan Mitchell to start with.
No, well, that's yeah. If you want to just simplify it, yes.
Well, they got three All Stars on the team, both guards, and
Garland is very good. Yeah, yeah.
By the way,
you're outmatched, man. I don't know what else to say about
it. Did you hear some of the comments?
That's why they're one seed.
I think Garland last night is the one that said it, and he's not lacking confidence. He said the game plans really get matched up against Tyler Hero and go after him defensively. Go after their weakest defender. Wow.
I may want to find Duncan Robinson while they're at it, but.
No, but I just usually somebody, come on, man. Like, things don't need to be said or, like, I just thought, wow. Damn, that was.
They sent out this thing that Spo had, like, a really good, I think he was, like, 10-3 or something in game twos after he lost game one. So everyone, like, all the Heat fans were like, got to take the money line tonight. They got a shot.
Well, again.
And they did, man.
105, 103, 3 minutes
left. Back.
Yeah.
They were getting smashed in that game, and they came all the way back.
It was a strange one. They jumped out again like they have so many games. Great start.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, Cleveland goes on some ridiculous run. By the way, I don't know how much you watch, but they're getting a rebound, and they throw it, and they knock down so many threes in that second quarter. I lost track. They're throwing it. Guys aren't even going for layups. They're just pulling up, shooting threes. It was a three-point shooting contest for those guys.
No, I couldn't turn that one off. I made it all the way through that one, and then I finally went to sleep after I saw Jimmy's tailbone explode.
We'll
get to that later in the headlines, though.
Okay. But, you make sure you mention it because it won't get mentioned here.
I'm very sad about it. Very sad. It was tough. I know you're a Warriors fan. So.
I'm a Warriors fan, but not right now.
Not a Jimmy fan, I know.
No. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here. Got a big draft, obviously, tonight. I didn't mention this. Marlins 5-2 loss. Had chance again. Hanging tough. Mervis, another home run for him last night, his seventh, but come up short. They hit the road now for a while. So anyway, we've got the draft. We got looks like going to have one first-round pick. Man, I love to see Mason Taylor get in that first round. It would be great. But we're going to have some guys get drafted here. Shamar Stewart from Pace High School, went to Texas A&M, will be a first-round pick or is expected to. We'll have a lot. We'll be talking about those guys and hopefully get a chance to get some of those guys on next week as well. But we have all this crazy, crazy stuff going on with the draft. I got to tell you, it seems like every year, every guy that's got a chance to be a high draft pick is under the microscope. Have you noticed, like, nobody's the perfect player? Just about no one. Travis Hunter, I think Travis Hunter is what he's doing is like ridiculous. Like I think he's going to be a great pro. I you know, whether he starts and changes positions or he just a full time wide receiver, I just think he's going to be really, really good as his athletic ability and stuff. But tonight we find out and what everybody's going to do and from the top down and see what the Miami Dolphins end up doing. We got some names we'll get to of some potential picks for the Dolphins, especially if a couple of guys drop a little bit. But got seven names here I want to share with you. And I can just tell you none of them are safety and none of them are tight end, just so you know. I don't care how good they are, I'm going to pass. I'm going after. We got holes, man. We got holes that if you walked into me, you could break your leg. They're big holes on this football team that got to be taken care of. So that whole best player stuff, no, not for me. Not for me. I hope we stick with filling in guard, defensive tackle, and cornerback. And then we need some things, obviously, to work for some guys coming back and guys getting a chance to start. We'll talk about some of that as well. We'll have all that stuff for you coming up here a little bit later on in the show. But first, I do want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage before we get back to more of the draft stuff that we're going to be talking about that needs to happen for this Fins team. And, boy, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage just been so good at what he does, the programs he has, the great service you get. Hey, bottom line is when you find something, you want to get a mortgage quickly. You want to get the best rates, the lowest rates. You need a second mortgage. You heard about the reverse mortgage. You think it might be perfect for you if you're 62 or older, you qualify, especially if you got that home paid off or just about paid off and got a lot of equity sitting in there you could really, really use right now, even if it's just starting with a nice vacation you haven't been able to take. Boy, I'll tell you, if you've been self-employed, you've been declined by the banks, they got great program for you. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage is really doing it all. He just has great program, first-time home buyers. He's got a plan for you to get you in the game and keep you competitive for something you found over the weekend that you really like and you want to get going. You can get a hold of him. Part of great service is being able to get a hold of Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, even on a Saturday or Sunday, to get all the process started, to speed it up so you can get approved real fast. Go to Google Reviews on the web. It's Choice Mortgage Reviews. Saying a lot of nice things about the guy. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, 35 years in the business. I'm not taking a shot at Michael Kotze. Apparently somebody called him. He really has no life. This man is working all the time. He works 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender ready to help you.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Before we get back to it here, I want to let you know the Roastmaster General Jeff Ross is bringing his Take a Banana for the Ride tour to Hard Rock Live in July. We will have tickets for you today. You can keep listening right here. We will let you know how you can win those, Joe, to see Jeff Ross at the beautiful Hard Rock in Hollywood.
Can't go wrong at Hard Rock, man. It's a fun place. Fun place. Hey, by the way, man, what a fun time. By the way, the Panthers, our best team in South Florida, plays tonight after just a great story, man, really.
Can I ask you something about this game tonight? Did you put a call in on that start time?
No, is it?
We got a nice early one tonight.
That early one. Is that 6:30 start?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if you put a call into the league or something.
Thank you.
That 8:30 thing was for the birds, man. It was 9:30 by the
very
time the
selfish.
First period
they don't
was
look
over.
Up
yeah.
for people to get up really yeah. early in the morning. That's like the West Coast. They don't care about us.
That 6:30 start time is just beautiful.
I tell you what, man.
Finish up dinner, get the game. Oh, it's beautiful.
Everybody goes, hey, so what do you like best about, you know, the West Coast when you go to California and stuff? And I go, well, honestly, since I'm sitting home watching sports with my father, you know, morning, noon, and night, man, all those games start early. And
it's amazing.
And by the way, everything's over right after dinner.
I know.
He's having dinner, and I see him having a cookie or something, and you look, and it's fourth quarter of a game, and you're going, wow.
You get into Vegas, and it's like, you know, 9 a.m., you go, oh, baseball's starting.
Yeah. No, it's
it's amazing.
It's you get a little spoiled as a kid. Starting the NFL games, you get up early. And
what is that? That must be amazing to do that every day. So you'd have NBA basketball starting at, what, 4? Every day, essentially? Like, because you got 7 o'clock games out east, right?
He literally is watching his final games before he has dinner. It's incredible. It really is. Now, listen, don't get me wrong. They got 7 o'clock start sometimes, which is 10 o'clock our time. But
they got earthquakes out there, though, don't they?
Yeah, but
so that's kind of a drawback.
So I got to tell you something crazy. This has been going on for a long time now that I've lived in hurricanes and I've lived in earthquakes. I went through a pretty good sized earthquake when I was at Berkeley, which is on the San Andreas Fault. It's right through the campus and right through the football field is like the middle of this, you know. And so they tell you that, you know, and it's all you think about. Like, can you imagine the middle, like a movie, middle of that, like. It opens up in like on the 50-yard line or something. So people back here will tell you that haven't lived in both. Oh, forget those earthquakes. I've seen those earthquakes. No. Give me a hurricane any day of the week. And I'm like, not me. I'll take an earthquake over these hurricanes every day of the week. So this counts on, you know, where you're from, but they'll call us, oh, how you guys doing? I go, you know, I saw you got pretty good winds. 80 miles, 70 mile an hour winds. We're okay. Knock a little power out, but it's not bad. And out there, people go, oh, I saw they had a 5.2 on the Richter scale. It was a bad one. But you know what's funny? You know who's got the best story? Jimmy Cephalo's got the greatest story. So he's working at NBC. Only Jimmy. Jimmy, if you ever get a chance, and you know, he's one of my best friends, if you ever get a chance to be with Jimmy Cephalo, Jimmy Cephalo's got some of growing up in Pittston, Pennsylvania, mostly Italian, and great mafia history to the town. But on top of that, so the guy finishes his career here, goes to NBC, got a great job, and Jimmy's done lots of national stuff. So Jimmy is out before the game at Candlestick Park. People probably remember this. Oakland A's and San Francisco Giants playing each other. The Bay Area World Series. The Bash Brothers, Barry Bonds. I mean, it was great. It was great. Oh, my God, this is going to be the best thing. And I don't know if you remember. So he's doing out on the field doing an update, and things start shaking. And they got the bad one. This is where part of the bridges on the East Bay collapsed and cars got crushed. It was bad. I mean, it was the Bay Bridge, Golden Gate Bridge. I can't even imagine being on that with an earthquake. That would be the fear of fears for me. The only one is that thing going back and forth and end up in the Atlantic Ocean or in the bay, either way, from way up. So Seffy's in the middle of it. Like, so, you know, finally find out he's okay and stuff. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. He was there with Bob Costas, I think, was out there with him. And I was like.
Oh, your friend.
Yeah, but yeah. It's not about that. Yeah. Just saying the story. It's just amazing that I go, man, you know, Seffy, I was out there forever, and I've been through some bad earthquakes. But you went through the worst one they've had in a long, long time. I mean.
How many would you say you were involved in?
Three or four.
You moved out here, what, when you were 22,
yeah, 23? But in the Bay Area during that time, they were, you get a pretty good, I mean, they make you aware of it now. They like, yeah. we talk about hurricanes back here. It's always in the back of their mind that the West Coast is going to end up in the Pacific Ocean. Don't get me wrong there.
Now, we're getting a lot of Texans. I tend to disagree with you. I at least with a hurricane, you know it's coming.
That's true.
I don't like
that's
the
what
idea.
Everybody says.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of, like, you know, the ground starts shaking, a roof starts caving.
Oh, no,
in
it's
stuff,
it freaks you out, man.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. At least the hurricane, I mean, they cause them, you know, a ton of damage, obviously, but at least you get out of the way of it.
But,
you know, like.
There hasn't been, but they're always talking about the next big one's going to hit, you know, the Bay Area through one of the really bad big fault lines. And I was like, man, I don't want to be on the 20th floor of a nice place on vacation in San Francisco or on my way up to see family and have one of those hit and be stuck up there. I'm with you. I don't know how earthquake-proof they are. Like we talk about hurricanes here, right? Like you think, we all think we're safe, and they got the new windows, you know, and they'll take 150-mile-an-hour winds.
Hurricanes scare the hell out of me.
Will they?
I've lived here my entire life, essentially, and I
don't want to find out. I don't want to sit there and watch it now that, you know, you got everybody's getting hurricane windows and you're looking going, oh, no.
Yeah.
This is just about the speed they said it can handle on this hurricane 5+.
I was living in Kendall when Andrew hit, and we didn't have those fancy windows.
Yeah, man.
That they talk about now. Yeah, well, that thing was that.
That's
was rough,
why
man.
I said I'd rather take off of that. And I was at NBC when all that stuff happened.
Well, the quake lasts, what, 10 seconds?
Yeah.
So it's over. It's
and
quick.
Sometimes, right, sometimes so there's a little one, a follow it. But again, I wasn't even here for the big one that they've had recent years. Jimmy Cephalo's in the friggin' middle of it. Remember that? Right in the middle of the World Series. Not that there's a lot more going on. There are people dying on both sides in the bay.
Yeah, it's bad.
But when that bridge came down, and remember how many days it took, the cars had just literally smashed down with people inside. Just horrible.
That doesn't sound like fun.
So anyway, yeah. I
don't know how we got onto that.
I don't know, but I'm going to stick with the chance of earthquake, and you guys can have the 150-mile-an-hour winds coming at us with everything.
Okay. I've never been in an earthquake, so I don't know.
So what are people saying? Which one?
Well, I think most people think the hurricane is better because, like, this guy says you have 72 hours to prepare. Yeah, like, I don't know, man.
All I know is...
By the way, the guy says tornadoes, you could keep those, too. Yeah, tornadoes are scary, too, because those just kind of come. But I think we get those here, don't we?
We do, but you're
not
very...
Like they, not
no,
like we do
not,
in, like, Kansas
no,
and
not,
stuff.
No,
but.
Not like that. We don't.
Right, isn't Kansas? Like the Wizard of Oz, right?
Yeah. So out in... out in California, got the bad droughts right now, which burn up just about everything. And then on top of that,
yeah, that was bad. Yeah,
we get the
yeah, it's a little messy out there, man. And don't they have really high taxes too?
No, the state screwed up, but it's beautiful. It's a beautiful state, but it's really screwed up.
That's what you tell me. You go, you should go
visit. It's a beautiful state.
I go right after.
No, everybody goes, hey, Joe, come on, man. You're fair. You'll tell it like you. What do you think of vacation in California? I go, well, listen, my family's out there, and I think Northern California's got a lot of cool things, but L.A. and San Francisco, yeah, we don't go there very much anymore like we used to. But can't mess up Lake Tahoe. Can't mess that up. Can't mess up the Sierra Nevadas. They burn a little bit, but can't mess up anything else. Hey, we got to go to break, man. This is a sports show. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. Perk's going to join us at 8 o'clock. Pete Prisco going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Kim Bocamper on his way in, so we'll have more with Big Bo. Talk about some of the picks that we're looking at for the Miami Dolphins. And so we'll have all that for you. Got a lot of draft stuff coming up that we'll be jumping in on. And hopefully got a real cool story starting with Cam Ward, man, the zero star out of high school to the first overall pick. How freaking cool is that? You don't have to be a five-star only to go first overall. Now they're calling Cam Ward Baker Mayfield. We'll see, man. We'll see what happens. But a potentially cool day. Well, I'll tell you what, if he didn't go first, that would be the shocker of shockers, wouldn't it? South Florida Chevy dealers, nothing to shock you about. They just got great products. They do. And if you haven't been to a Chevy and you're starting to look around, you haven't been to a South Florida Chevy dealership, you need to stop. First of all, we got 14 of them, so we've got one real close to where you work or where you live. And you can check out the SUV family because it is sweet. And I'm not just talking about Tahoes. Somebody sent me something. Stop talking about the Tahoe. Not everybody wants that much space and to be that comfortable. I go, okay. Well, listen, how about the all-new Equinox, a midsize SUV? Oh, Lord, have they loaded that bad boy up for you. Convenient driver tech. Boy, eye-catching exterior. Boy, it's got everything. Smart style, practical, dependability you're going to love. And the 2025 Traverse is exploding as we speak. People are going, are you kidding me? The look with all that space and all the technology that it has, man, it's comfortable for everybody. Spacious, comfortable seating for everyone. Plenty of room for everybody's cargo. That turbocharged 2.5-liter engine, man, it's got everything. Right over to our cleanup hitter. Strong, durable Silverado trucks, man. At the heart of every Silverado lies capable engine power, and that's what you're going to get. Four strong options, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs, and the hardest-working bed in the business helps you conquer all your toughest jobs you might have. So if you need something that's strong and can work 7 days a week like you do, you need a Silverado truck. Period. You got to take it for a test drive because you'll fall in love. It'll be there for you every day. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. Are they working, Bo?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Hey, we got Kim Bocamper with us.
The equipment's working. I don't know about Hollywood.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, how are you doing? Hey, what do you got for us,
Woody?
Good
to see you, Bo. Well, I wanted to get into this Jimmy Butler thing a little bit because people are talking about it. Has to do a little bit with us here. What,
you're the one that still wants
this, like,
him here.
Death
I don't
stare.
Care.
Jeez, yeah. Man.
Is he all right?
No, he's not.
Yeah, what happened?
He's hurt.
I didn't see
was it
happened.
A cheap shot?
So I believe...
Well, you think everything's worse. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Shut up, man. I'm just realistic. I believe it to be a cheap shot. It's a very physical game. I know that, I guess, this guy, Ahmed Thompson, has a reputation being a little bit dirty. I thought it was a cheap shot. Everyone's trying to say Draymond pushed him. If you watch,
which is probably a good, probably
Draymond. I know Draymond's not afraid to get a little dirty.
No, Draymond does not get the benefit of the doubt. By the way, Draymond was mixing it up with those guys all night. But if you look at the replay, it does appear that this guy really tried to take Jimmy out.
And so, what injury did he have?
He fell. He must have been, I don't know, head even with the rim and got undercut.
Oh, he came down
and fell. Yeah, right on his tailbone, ass bone type thing. Yeah.
He'll be out for a month.
And then they called it a pelvic contusion.
He's on a good team. It won't be a month. It'll be 2 weeks now.
He'll be there. He'll be ready for the next game. Did they win?
No, they lost. They got kicked around.
They're one,
pretty good. They're one and one now.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So you're a Warrior fan, right?
No, I keep on. But you know what? It's funny.
You got a little Golden State in you.
No, look, believe me.
Don't all of a sudden act like you don't got a little Golden State.
Look, I go back to Al Attles.
There you go, exactly.
So if I'm that deep, you know I'm gonna take a peek at him. You know what I mean? But it's just Jimmy. You knew once he went there, he's gonna become playoff Jimmy.
I didn't know. I was thinking maybe he lost that. But he still got it.
Look, I kind of hoped, you know, because I kind of get fed up. You know, I don't like guys, especially in the NBA, that press their play.
Everybody seems to think it's normal, it's and that's the way you get out.
But look, this is the way they've grown up watching these sports now. You know, for us, it's like, you can't. But, you know, it's like Woody here. You know, he sees it from a different light than we do.
Dwayne and Shaq. Shaq's another one. Yeah. They all defend him. Hey, man, that's on Riley. You got to look out for yourself.
Yeah, I was talking to some we were at some party, and there was a teenage kid, kind of maybe even 18, 19. And we're talking, you know, and I go, you know, it's just they don't play any regular season. He says, I don't really care about the regular season. I just want the playoffs. So they've been
the ratings are way up,
but that's how they've grown. That's how they've grown up. Yeah. You know, in the game, in the sport. And, you know, we forget
also,
about
you
it.
Also, you got to get mine. I'm going to make sure I got to get mine.
Well, you know what?
Nobody getting mad at me for getting mine.
You know what? The terminology that goes, you know, we had our own terminology when we talk about sports back then. And the terminology changed. You know the one that bothers me right now? Oh, man, you got to get the bag, man. It's the bag, right? You got to get your bag. I'm going, well, come on.
I got to tell you, the guys.
The bag, they could put ours in a gum wrapper when we were getting paid.
Well, I've noticed.
You have any more grievances, or can I get to the rest of the
No.
Headlines?
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just.
Go ahead. You asked me a question.
Go ahead. By the way,
we predicted
it was going. They were going to say it was going to be a grumpy old man show. So go ahead.
I mean, I was trying. I just wanted, was curious what the split of fans in Milpenis is, but. You know, is it mostly Warriors or Kings?
Well, you know, it's a diverse group there, but if they're basketball fans, they're Warrior fans.
Okay.
They're really
and if they're basketball fans, they hate the Lakers.
Yeah.
How far is Milpitas to the Oakland Alameda Coliseum?
Well, we're actually almost equidistant from San Francisco and Oakland. We're at the bottom of the bay.
Oh, that's right.
So we're like the bottom of the triangle. So we used to go – you could go – if you go down
– That's why you had some San Francisco
Giant in you. You go down 17,
you get
Oakland – You go down 101, you get
San Francisco. Hey, Bo, real quickly, hurricane or earthquake? What would you rather be in? You've lived in both.
Earthquake.
I'd rather be in earthquake, too. Yeah.
I don't think you said what would you rather be in. I think you said where would you rather, what would you rather live in that area? But the thing with hurricanes,
it wasn't about
prepare.
Where you live, because nobody wants to live in California.
Well, yeah, obviously so you'd rather go through a 10-second hurricane.
Let me tell you about earthquakes in California. Like, you remember the one during the World Series?
Jimmy Cephalo's right in the middle of it.
Right.
He's in Candlestick.
Right. Yeah, in Candlestick. And you saw that bridge come down, the Embarcadero come down,
we were
all that.
Talking about it.
It's about a 10-block area. You know, earthquakes are even as bad as they are. They're like in maybe a 5 or 6 block area. They don't cover, you know, the whole state like a hurricane.
I fear 150-mile-an-hour winds in what I saw in Homestead. Yeah.
Well, but we—I remember, you know, the houses we grew up in. You probably same as you, you know, you had like a lamp over your kitchen table that was like hanging from a chain.
Yes.
So you'd sit in the living room and you'd look over, and that thing would be swaying a little bit. Oh, like a little hurricane.
Hey, Bo, you want to hear something crazy? I never felt never felt any of those earthquakes in San Francisco, never felt them up outside of Sacramento.
We would just get, you could just feel, you know, you, every now and then. You,
we're wiping out his time. It's good.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What else you got, Woody?
This is good.
Did you go?
Did you catch any of this Zach Wilson slander yesterday? Did you catch any of this? He's apparently going to wear number zero.
Well, there you go. I saw that too.
The,
I go, come
for
on.
The Dolphins.
You're Zach Wilson. You're coming in. You want to wear number zero?
So Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I knew right away.
Ryan Fitzpatrick said on Twitter, "Hey, Zach, there's always time to change your mind. I know you're friends with Braxton Berrios, and I know it worked for Orlando Woolridge from the Bulls. But if you're trying to build back your career and be taken serious, in parentheses, which I'm sure you are, this won't help."
No. As soon as I saw it, I go, you got to be kidding me.
I thought the same thing, and I apparently have dogpiled so badly on this team that I let it go. But I was thinking, like everybody else, whether you're trying to be Braxton with your girl or you're trying to, like, get a friggin' normal number, bro.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And you know that it also leads to zero, like your career so far.
Well,
zero.
There you go. It opens the door for
everybody and all the shots.
Yeah.
All right. Jake Paul, John, I'd like to keep you updated on Jake Paul.
Oh, you love him.
Who's he? He's got Canelo? Who's he fighting?
He's actually fighting someone soon. He's going to fight Julio Cesar Chavez Jr.
Junior.
Junior.
I'm surprised he's not trying to fight the old man. Is the old man still alive?
Did you just Barkley us?
I'm not sure. What's
that? No, he's a big part.
I have no idea.
He's one of the greatest Mexican fighters of all time.
They did this on TNT the other night, though. We played the clip. They killed someone off. They had to come back and apologize.
We can do it here. We're a little sleazy.
Okay. Well, I mean, everyone laughed at what they did. Anyway, he's buying because he's got all this money to blow.
You're not sure either.
Julio Cesar Chavez? No, I'm not sure.
I watch a bunch of his fights.
Someone will text him. He is buying a $42 million estate in Georgia.
No, who is?
Jake Paul.
He just bought like a $30 million jet, too.
Because he has done so well for himself here. By the way, this is a 5,700-acre property in Decatur County. It has like everything here. It's got a lodge, a horse barn, manager's house, guest house, duck pond.
I like to see him get his ass kicked.
Me too. I didn't say anything, Woody. You heard the big fella say.
I will
say.
Tell you that the Tyson fight felt very scammish.
Well, and look, that he, so, you know, with that fight, so he bought, he recently bought a $30 million jet, and he said, "I bought this off the money I made from the Tyson fight." Because he was a promoter. So he was a promoter.
He got
so
both ends.
He got both ends of the whole deal. And look, that there was 100,000 people in it was in Texas Stadium, right? In Jerry's World, 100,000, and then the numbers.
Bo, I don't get it.
Yeah,
that's not the boxing we grew up with, man. You and I go and watch all the great fights. Yeah. We were down here in the 80s, 70s. Yeah. Unbelievable.
So there was a couple times during that fight that they showed where Tyson had his jaw. Jake Paul had that big jaw sticking out for everybody to see, and Tyson had it cocked, and he just didn't pull the trigger on it.
So you think he just...
Well, the story I had heard was that if...
Got a little conspiracy
if Tyson... Here. If Tyson... The contract read if Tyson would have knocked him out, Tyson wouldn't have got any money.
No.
I'm telling you.
I ain't buying
it. Well, okay.
Because we're all watching, hoping that would happen. You ruined the whole damn thing.
Yeah, but I told you, there was a couple of times where
getting mixed, mixed responses on this Chavez situation. Someone said dead. Wikipedia seems to say he's alive.
So it was fair.
It's a split.
You're saying it was a fair question to ask on a guy whether he's...
No, I mean, I don't know.
Well, he's
just funny because it came up the other day on TNT.
But he's from a South American country, right?
He's from Mexico. He's one of the greatest Mexican fighter of all time.
So, you know, how much, you know, I mean, there's a bunch of Mexican fighters down there. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know,
boy, this guy, Bo.
Well, he was one of the great fighters of all time.
And he squared, you know, Mexican fighters just stand in front of each other and drill. There's no dancing around. They're just trying to knock each other out.
Yeah.
All right, I was going to get to this cool.
Aaron Pryor in the Orange Bowl?
Loved it.
Ooh.
We had this cool memorabilia piece here from Shakespeare that was written when you two were young, but we're going to have to skip through
Shakespeare,
that.
Now they're getting cards from people that write
No, this was like a real Shakespeare, like a written book by him. Supposed to go for $6 million when you guys were, you know, little boys. You could have held on to that.
Did a little card
thing,
come in or something? Like there's a little gold.
Is that old person jab right there?
Yeah, just a little bit while you're airing all your grievances.
How many Shakespeare books have you read?
Speaking of grievances, we have the 40th annual Lexus corporate run in downtown Miami taking place this evening. So
okay.
If you are going to be anywhere near, there is an enormous list of streets that are going to be closed
yeah.
this evening. So check your check local listings if you're going to be driving in the area.
All right. Well, listen, let's go to break. We got Chris. We got to get to Perk. Perk's come out with some crazy stuff. We got to help Perk out here before the draft from the Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist. Pete Prisco also going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be right back.